time for Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller, live at Sharp Bass's Gallery, SFG, in the WLMA studio there. Her guest today is Bo Bowman with Angel Flights, who had one earlier today, I believe.
Absolutely, he did. I tell you what, Bo is now, he's the man in charge right here in South Carolina. Actually, this is the office for South Carolina, isn't it, Bo?
Yes, I have an office at the airport, and that's the South Carolina branch office for Angel Flight.
Right here at the big Greenwood Airport, right here, right? That's kind of funny, isn't it? I mean, really, to think that Greenwood is the area for South Carolina.
Well, that's what I wanted it to be, and as things worked out, that's what it is, yep.
Yeah. Well, I think that's terrific that we have that here. Now, if you're not familiar with Angel Flights, we're going to be talking about the Angel Flights, and it's pretty momentous that we actually have one, because really the only office they have is in Atlanta. Is that right?
Well, the headquarters office is in Atlanta, and we cover six states, but this is the first state that they put a satellite office in, is South Carolina. Because we are the second state in terms of the use of Angel Flight of the six states.
That's right. So we're going to be talking more about that. This is something that is really a labor of love, and it's happening right here in Greenwood. But, Bo, you, of course, are a transplant here.
Yes, I am, from Maryland.
And, of course, you've worked on a lot of different stuff and done a lot of different things. Tell us some of the things you've done before you retired here to Greenwood.
Well, the first thing I did after graduating from college was go out to California and work on rocket engines. That was back in the aerospace boom when Kennedy gave us the challenge to fly to the moon, and I helped work on the Apollo module, the moon rocket that that took the capsule around the moon, not the one that landed on the moon, but I ran that engine and helped develop it, and that was a lot of fun. I was like a kid with that, and then I worked on jet engines for Pratt & Whitney in Connecticut. And then I came to work for Westinghouse and spent 30 years there working on nuclear power plants, helping them develop and sell nuclear fuel for power plants. And then the last 15 years there, I worked on environmental cleanup work. So I've done a variety of things.
We can truly say we're in the presence of a rocket scientist.
Well, I guess so. That doesn't mean I'm really smart or anything, though.
That had to be a tremendous time, though, as far as in our country, you know, when this was happening, and to be involved in that had to be an exciting time.
It was very exciting to be involved in that, especially now that I look back at it and see what an important time it was. When you're doing it, you know, you're just doing your job, but when I think back, I was very fortunate to be involved in the development of rockets to go to the moon.
That's right. So, and now we do it and go to space stations and don't think anything about it. But back then, it was big time.
It's come a long way since then.
It certainly has. Well, you know, we're here today to talk about the Angel Flights and everything, but how did you get involved in Angel Flights? I mean, a plane has been, let's see, what did you tell me the last time you were here? Something about your kids grew up and then you got your plane?
Yes, I took my first airplane ride at 8 years old, and I knew then that someday I wanted to be a pilot. But, you know, having kids and having to get the kids through college, I felt that I needed to wait until I had all that money tucked away before I could spend money on getting my pilot's license. And in 1980, I got my pilot's license, and I've been flying and loving it ever since. And during that time, I went and got my instrument rating, and we fly just about everywhere we go, my wife and I.
That's great. That's great. Boy, a day like today sure is a beautiful day for a
flight,
isn't
it? Today was a beautiful day, and I was up flying this morning, yes.
You were, yes. Lots of damage. You were telling me lots of damage that you were able to see from the air, I guess, huh?
Yes. I had Joe Sitars from the Index Journal with me, and he wanted to take some aerial photos of the damage that was done in Abbeville. And we did that. He took a number of photos, and he tells me they'll probably be in the paper tomorrow.
That's right. So kind of an unbelievable thing. You know, when we first heard about it, they said it wasn't a tornado, and then they changed it up. It was a tornado. I said, if it wasn't a tornado, and these trees, the way they broke off and everything.
And it's interesting. From the air, you'll see where it just touched down in a couple areas, and it's just very isolated. It touches down, then jumps to another area, and you can really see that from the air, how a tornado comes through.
Right. So, anyways, I guess things are beginning to get back to normal, but, boy, lots of damage out there, a lot more than anybody even thought from the first day.
Yeah, there was one area where there was a lot of trailer-type homes, and they were just totally wiped out.
Wow. You know, what's interesting is, and we've been talking about this on the I Love Ann show and everything, is they had that tornado exhibit down there at the museum from the tornado
from
1944.
That's right. I went to see that. Yes. Yeah. And now we have another one.
Kind of interesting, huh?
Yes. I never thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, you got interested in angel flights. Now, how did you get interested in that?
Well, I've always known organizations like Angel Flights existed. I helped with the flying fundraisers for a group called Wings for Children up in Pittsburgh when I was working and living up there. And it's always I've always thought it was a wonderful thing to be able to fly and help other people with their needs to go for treatments or whatever. That one was focused primarily on children. Angel Flight itself here is focused on everybody from 1 year to 96 are the age bracket that we covered last year. But a friend of mine, a good friend, Tom Corrada, lives out at Stony Point near me, who I got into flying. He got into Angel Flight before me, and I thought, well, I can't let this happen. This is something I've always wanted to do. So shortly after he joined, I joined them. The Angel Flight organization that covers our area is headquartered in Georgia. In fact, its incorporated name is Angel Flight of Georgia, but they're chartered to handle six states, and that would be North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia itself. Mm-hmm. And so I got involved with them and was flying missions. My church has helped me a little bit with my, that's Emmanuel Lutheran Church, is helping me with my fuel costs. And
well,
I've been flying like one mission a month since then.
Well, that's something to discuss, too, because this is a nonprofit and volunteers, and there's no charge.
Yes, it's pilots volunteering their time, the cost of operating their plane, fuel, and everything else that's involved. They're donating all that to get people to medical treatments and that sort of thing. So it's tax deductible, but it's still quite costly. And all the money, all the funds that Angel Flight raises is used solely for mission coordination, pilot recruitment, and outreach to the community. But the pilots provide the bulk of the services on a volunteer basis. We have 800 pilots over those six states.
Wow, that's tremendous, isn't it? That takes a lot of networking, too, to get everybody on the same page. And like the flight that we're going to talk about in just a minute, it had to go one leg and then another leg, so you even have to coordinate that.
Yeah, quite often we link with other Angel Flight organizations, so the flights, the timing of the flights has to come off just perfectly, so there's a plane there to meet the other plane when it comes in. So our coordinators in Atlanta, the Atlanta office, we have one that works with the patients and one that works with the pilots, and they do a fantastic job of coordinating all this.
That's right. So we're going to talk more about this, but right now we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. So don't go away. Stay right here. We're going to be talking about Angel Flights and an important flight that happened today. So you stay here. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows Sharp Facets Gallery only carries the finest in jewelry. But did you know we offer the three R's? Repairs, replacement, and restoration. Repairs from sizing to stone replacement. Restoration of your treasured pieces to their former beauty. Or revamping or restyling by resetting your stones in new mountings. All repairs are done by our master goldsmith, Richard. Only Sharp Facets Gallery can provide you with both quick turnaround and professional, reliable service. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass or call 229-6613.
Back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Ann's guest today, Bo Bowman with Angel Flights here in Greenwood.
Oh, that's right. He truly is an angel, believes in the program, and you know, you've been flying flights for them for how long now?
Well, I've been flying about a year and a half for Angel Flight now. Yeah.
And you said you do what? Try to do like maybe one a month?
To do one a month. I'm running a little behind because of all my other Angel Flight work, and we had a few cancellations due to bad weather here recently. But my goal is to fly at least one a month, maybe a little bit more.
Now, what type of people qualify for an Angel Flight?
For a pilot?
To
use our services.
Right.
Well, first of all, they do have to be ambulatory and able to get on and off the plane. We are not an emergency medical service, and they can't require any medical attention during our flights. We fly people to distant locations that require medical treatments and that find that transportation is in some way an obstacle for them to get the treatment that they need, sometimes life-saving treatment. So we will fly quite a few people, like to the Augusta Burn Center, that have to go back there regularly from maybe up in Tennessee somewhere down to the Augusta Burn Center. That would be an example. And they go frequently. Our patients, we average flying each patient about three times, some more, some less. And they have to, as I said, they have to be ambulatory. They have to have a form filled out by a doctor certifying that they do have a problem and need treatment, and that's pretty much all we require.
Sure. If somebody has, if they need to go for tests.
You go for testing, which if we talk about today's flight,
sure.
This person was going for testing. The flight today out of Greenwood departed at 9 o'clock this morning, and it is the first flight out of Greenwood that I am aware of, and certainly the first one since I have been the director of the South Carolina office here in Greenwood. So I look at it, as you put it a while ago with me, Ann, as sort of the kickoff flight for Greenwood, for Angel Flight. I look back through the records, and there have been some in years past, but they're far and few between, and I can't find anybody that remembers them. So I want to grow those kind of flights here as well as other places in South Carolina. But back to today's flight, it was a young man named Matthew Fawcett, and you may have seen his name in the paper recently. There's been some fundraisers for him to help his family pay for medical expenses. He has a neurological condition that has required two brain surgeries so far, and there's a new clinic up in Great Neck, New York, that they heard about and wanted to get him up there for some more testing. And their major problem was, how are we going to get him there and back, especially if he has to keep going back for treatments? So they heard about Angel Flight from a fellow named Bill Wynn down in Columbia. Bill contacted me, and I talked to the family, and we arranged all this, and today they are departing for Great Neck, New York, or have departed, and he will be up there for testing through Sunday, and the flight will fly him back on Sunday. And how this one works is, we had a pilot here in Greenwood, Bob Butler, picked them up this morning. We had news coverage for this one this morning because it was a very important event for us, and they departed at 9 o'clock. I've been doing a flight following, and he has already arrived in Lynchburg, Virginia, where another airplane will pick up the family and take them to Great Neck, New York. And as far as I've heard, everything's coming off very efficiently. They may even be in New York by now.
Wow. You know, the great thing about this is the coordination effort that goes to putting this all together, because I was thinking, wow, one pilot taking that long flight, that would be a long one. But to coordinate it like that surely makes it great. And then Mr. Butler can come back here if that's where he's coming. If he picks up somebody else and brings them back this way, things like that happen.
Things like that happen. Now, generally, he'll be coming back by himself. But, I mean, if there would be another flight, quite often that will happen in Augusta. One time I was down there, and they needed somebody brought back, and we did that. But, yeah, there's a lot of coordination, and I'm glad you appreciate that, because sometimes I think people don't appreciate what is behind these flights, and it's the work of the people in Atlanta that coordinate all these. You know, the contacting of pilots, the giving them the names, the situation, the weights of the people, because all that is needed to plan an efficient and safe flight.
Well, back to Matt Fawcett. Now, the money, there was no charge, though, for him to fly up
no,
there.
No, this is entirely free to the family that's involved, the family or the person that's involved.
So that part, the flying part, you know, and if you even got on a commercial flight, boy, you're looking at a lot of money to do something like that.
Yep, that's right, absolutely, and that's why we do it, because people can't afford the commercial transportation. Lots of times they're in a remote area, and getting to a major terminal would be a hardship on them. A lot of times people have an immune situation when they're undergoing treatments and they're not supposed to go to places like airline terminals.
Sure.
But we can pick them up at the smaller airports and get them to where they need to go. So the way we like to say it is we do not want transportation to be an obstacle for people to get the life-saving treatment that they need.
That's right. Now, there is a website that tells more about Angel Flights. If you think that maybe you, a person out there is listening and they'd like to investigate it more, I guess, number one, they could call you.
Number one, they could call me, and my number at the Angel Flight office here is 864-554-3198. They can also call the Angel Flight office, which is toll-free, 877, the number 4, and Angel. For an angel. The site that you were talking about.
No, that could be a popular number then, because we're all looking for angels out there, Bo.
Well,
I need one on my shoulder on both sides recently.
We try our best, and we're flying angels. The website is www.angelflightsoars.org.
That's right. So you certainly can check this out. But part of the advantage to you being in this area is more local coordination, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I can really help with the coordination in this area, especially, you know, they call me usually if they need a pilot somewhere nearby, and then they will take over the actual coordination of the mission. But they call me for help lots of times. But also, my primary missions that have been added to my flying are going out to approaching foundations, corporations, civic clubs for help, for
last
funding.
Last night you were in right outside in Clover, right?
Yes, last night I flew over to Rock Hill, and some people from Clover picked me up and took me for a presentation to the Clover Optimist Club.
Now there's a good club right there, the Optimist Club, right?
Yes, and we like that word optimist. And when we had to recite... they recite the creed at the end of every meeting, and I got a copy of it while I was there, and boy, does it fit in with what we do in Angel Flight. And they were very interested. They made a $100 donation on the spot, and they bought a couple of my Angel Flight bears. But what it's about is getting the word out there to people that Angel Flight exists. And then, of course, I'm going to have to work on approaching foundations for funding, because, unfortunately, in these bad economic times, some of our funding is going away because organizations don't have the money coming in they used to. But at the same time, and for the same economic reasons, more families need the help for flying. So this is one of those...
So the need is greater, and yet the donations are down right now.
Absolutely. So that's going to be... what I'm going to be working on this year. And it's not a good year to be doing that, but all the more important that I'm working on it.
Well, you know what, though? If you start at the bottom and you start working up, Bo, when things pick up, you'll look like a real hero
with all the foundation
money that'll be coming in eventually to be able to do all this.
That's right. You got to lay the groundwork and sure. Get your name known and get out there and let people know about Angel Flight. And eventually it'll come, I think.
You know, you said that they were very interested in what you said at the Optimist Club, and then the president came up, and now this summer, what, you're going to be speaking to hundreds of optimists at a big meeting?
Oh, yeah, the governor of all the optimists in the Optimist Clubs, I guess I should say, in the state of South Carolina, is a member of this club I spoke to last night, and he was there. And after my presentation, he asked me to... please come speak to the statewide convention in August down in Charleston. So I'm very happy to have an opportunity like that.
Well, you know, all it takes is one good step here and then another step, and it'll come together.
That's definitely how it works.
It certainly does. So we're talking about Angel Flights, and this is a big, big thing that really helps a lot of people. I was impressed to know that South Carolina was the second state behind Georgia as far as needs or uses this service.
That is true. Of the six states that we cover that I mentioned, we are number two, but I would have to say it's a distant number two. 48% of the flights are, or the missions, we like to call them, take place either to or from Georgia. 12% in South Carolina, and all the rest of them fall pretty much 9% or under. So we're Why a distant second.
That is? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's because it started there. Angel Flight started in Georgia 26 years ago, and it's taken them 26 years to grow to what they are now. And, you know, Atlanta is pretty much the center of the state, and it's grown out from there. And my objective here is to grow it in this direction. Well, in South Carolina. So
one of the things I always think about South Carolina, particularly Greenwood, from our location, we're very well situated.
Yes,
whether
yes.
you're going to Columbia, Greenville, up in the mountains, or down to the coast.
That's correct. And one of the selling points I had with my Angel Flight headquarters on Greenwood was the new genetic treatment center that is being built here and is supposed to be completed, I think, in July. This summer, and so there will be lots of people coming into the genetic treatment center from all over the place.
Sure.
And I want to get in on the front end of that and develop the same relationship that Angel Flight in Georgia has with the Augusta Burn Center. The doctors at the Augusta Burn Center just think the world of Angel Flight. And I want to develop the same relationship with the Greenwood Genetic Center. So that was a big reason for having it here also. They've already invited me over to one of their statewide meetings, and about a month ago or less, I spoke to about 60 genetics workers, doctors, technicians, and that was a great opportunity also. So I'm working hard on a relationship with them.
That sounds great. Hey, we're here with Bo Bowman here. He is truly an angel here, doing angel flights, directing South Carolina now. So don't go away. When we come back, we're going to talk more about angel flights. Hey, if you want to give us a call us 229-6613. Jennifer can take a question, and we can bring it back here. So don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-6613. We'll be back after the news.
All right, lunchtime. Meet me at the diner. Ann Eller at SFG, and her guest Bo Bowman with Angel Flights made one today.
That's right, certainly did. Sent a young man off to New York. This is a big flight there today, and it's kind of kicked off the whole program here in Greenwood. And of course, Bo, why are you so dedicated to this? We were just talking about my dedication on the radio. Well, why are you so dedicated to angel flights?
I don't know. You know, I love flying, and when you can use I love helping other people. Both my wife and I volunteer at the local food kitchens and food bank and that sort of thing. And I love helping other people. So when you can combine your love of flying with help doing things for other people, you know, it really, to me, at least for me, it doesn't get much better than that. And I just think it's a wonderful program. From the time I started, I knew this was for me, and I was going to help them all I could. And lo and behold, now I become the South Carolina director, and it's probably because of my passion for the program that they selected me to do this. So I'm just very happy about it, and I'm blessed with this opportunity, that's all.
I bet you've met some interesting people over the time you've been doing this.
Oh, yes, I have. The patients and their families are just phenomenal people. Everybody involved in this, from the patients to the pilots, I mean, obviously the pilots are giving of their time, and we're all the same kind of people. And it's just wonderful, the pilots that you meet and the patients and the letters then that we get from patients' families and the words we get from them, how appreciative they are. That's the pay for the thing. You just realize you're really helping these. You know, sometime when I'm flying, I think, geez, I shouldn't be having so much fun doing this because these people do have, you know, a problem. But mm-hmm. I've gotten over feeling guilty about it because of the words that they've given me. I mean, they really do appreciate what we're doing for them. And I know they did, but I know they always do. And it's just a wonderful thing to do. It's a great program.
Well, you know, that's what I – one of the things that I think makes Greenwood so great is all the volunteerism and all the people that work together.
Absolutely.
Whether it's the soup kitchen, the food bank, hospice. I mean, you know, you can just go on and on and on about the giving spirit that's here.
That's what my wife and I talk about quite often, is what a giving, what a serving community Greenwood is. And that's – we're just so – I think God must have guided me here somehow, because we love Greenwood and the things we can do to help out here.
And you've lived all over.
Yes, I've lived California, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Maryland here, and I love here.
You love here. Well, that's quite a statement about Greenwood, but that's what I think makes it so wonderful. You know, if there's a project that needs to be done, people get in there and get it done.
Yes, they do.
That's right. Now, you're also, we're just going to diverge here for a second here, you're also involved with the Flower Festival.
Yes, I am. I in a couple ways. The Festival of Flowers, two things. I've always been involved in the flying of the kids, which we call Young Eagles. I'm the president of the EAA, or the Experimental Aviation Association chapter here in Greenwood, and the event that we sponsor every year for the Festival of Flowers is the flying of children between, I believe it's the ages of 8 and 17, I'd have to look that up, but something like that. And we fly them free, give them a ride around town in our airplanes. And that becomes quite
a this year.
And we're last year we couldn't have it because most of our pilots were out of town and we couldn't get together enough of our pilots. But it looks like it'll come off this year, and the date will be June the 27th, probably starting around 9 o'clock. That's a Saturday morning, and going through noon until we get everybody up that we can, probably 1 or 2 o'clock. So I'm involved in that for Festival of Flowers, and also I'm in the Greenwood Festival Corral, and we will be presenting a program on June the 9th. It will be Cole Porter music from Cole Porter Musicals, and it's going to be a great show. We just started rehearsals last night, which because of my Angel Flight talk, I missed, but I will make the second rehearsal.
That sounds great. Well, that's always something to look forward to. And, of course, the month of June is not far away. The way things are turning through this year, June will be here before you know it.
It'll be here all too fast.
That's right. That's right. So, anyways, we'll be having you, I'm sure, back on to be talking about these things. It was a shame you didn't get to do those flights last year, but looks like it's back on the books.
Well,
for this
I was there. I was the only pilot that was available that day, and I just decided that I couldn't fly 150 kids. So we gave Kay Self, unfortunately, they had already publicized the event, but we just couldn't do it. So about a week before, we told her we just weren't going to be able to do it this year. But we really hope to come back this year and fly the kids on the 27th of June.
Now, will they be having the model airplanes? Do you think
the radio control? They didn't last time. Sometimes there's been some problems with them flying the planes at an airport because, you know, you got to be careful. They could damage a real airplane also. But, you know, I love to see them fly also.
Well, that's so much fun,
And I think, I'm pretty sure the Radio Control Club holds that event somewhere else. They still do it, but it's somewhere else, and I'm not sure where that is.
Okay. Well, anyways, lots of good stuff coming up. And, of course, we're talking about Angel Flights. Of course, we've talked about the fact that this is for anybody that needs non-life-threatening as far as going to get a treatment. You can't take somebody that needs an ambulance.
Right. It can. What they have could be life-threatening, but they can't require any medical treatment in the flight, and they have to be ambulatory. That means basically being able to get on and off the airplane, even with some help. So ambulatory might be a little too restrictive. As long as we can help them into the plane, they can go with us. Now, we also do, besides taking people for treatment, so we have what we call compassion flights. Say a family wants to go on a regular basis to visit a family member that's having treatments in Atlanta or wherever, Nashville or wherever, we will fly families to be with their family, and we call those compassion flights.
Wow.
And we also do those. Angel Flight is also does disaster relief. When Katrina happened there, we did 450 flights to take materials in, and food and clothing and blankets.
Well, you're ahead of everybody. You can organize and be there ahead of everybody else.
That's
pretty
right.
Much, can't
we
you?
We have planes taken off and taken stuff into the Katrina areas. During after 9/11 incident, we were the only general aviation aircraft allowed to fly, and we transported blood, Red Cross officials, dogs, things they needed up in New York were transported up there by Angel Flight. So we you know, the prime business is, or I shouldn't say business really, our prime service is taking people for medical treatments because that's what's mostly needed. But we chip in and help when things like that happen.
So they truly are angels out there. Now, Bo, if somebody is listening to this show and says, God, I didn't know I would be able to go someplace and get this treatment. I didn't think there was ever a possibility that I could get from point A to point B. They can call?
They can call me or call Angel Flight, and I'll mention those numbers again. My number for Angel Flight here in Greenwood is 864-554-3198, and the Angel Flight headquarters toll-free number is 877-4-AN-ANGEL.
Which is 426-2643 for those of you that are challenged by that.
I'm glad you did that because my card didn't have it on there.
Well, that's right. I love those things, but then when I go to spell them out, I always get confused. So toll free, 877-426-2643. They also have a great website that'll fill you in. It's angelflightsoars.com. .org. So I know some people sometimes think there's no way that they can go.
That's
but there
right.
Is.
Or if they know people out there, they have friends or acquaintances, family that needs this kind of help, please contact us, because that's part of the problem is getting the word out there that we're there to help. And it's free.
And it's free. That's right. No charge to you. The pilots, you know, the pilots do this out of the goodness of their hearts. I mean, they really are there for you. They want to make this happen. And, of course, you know, we're only at 12% for the state of South Carolina. Georgia's hogging it all up at 48%. We need to grow this thing right here in South Carolina.
Yeah, we need to grow the funding, too. You know, that works the other way in that we've done a lot of South Carolina flights, but they're predominantly paid for by Georgia Foundation. So we got to get helping out with the funding, too, and pay for some of our own flights. Not that we don't really care what state the people are coming from. We're there to help people regardless. But it would be nice to now start getting some funding from foundations in South Carolina.
That's right. So if you know of somebody or if you'd like to be part of this program, you're always looking for more help here, aren't you?
Always looking for more help. And I should point out that we have not only the pilot that are angels, but we have what we call Earth Angels. We have over 800 pilots in the six states, and we have over 400 Earth Angels. And these are people that help on the ground. They're
that are stuck on the ground.
Right. People that... Yep, only us pilots get
only
up there in the air.
But
they help with the greeting of planes, helping people on and off the airplanes. I could use help in the office helping me write some grant requests under my direction and that sort of thing. We have all kinds of helpers on the ground, and they're called Earth Angels, and they get a pin and they get a nice shirt. So if any of you want to be Earth Angels, let me know.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute, so don't you go away. We're right here with Bo Bowman. He is an angel flight extraordinaire telling us all about the program today. So don't go away. I'm Ann Eller. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows Sharp Facets Gallery only carries the finest in jewelry. But did you know we offer the three R's? Repairs, replacement, and restoration. Repairs from sizing to stone replacement. Restoration of your treasured pieces to their former beauty. Or revamping or restyling by resetting your stones in new mountings. All repairs are done by our master goldsmith, Richard. Only Sharp Facets Gallery can provide you with both quick turnaround and professional, reliable service. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass or call 229-6613.
Meet me at the diner on 1350 WLMA and on WLMA.net. Host Ann Eller with the guest today of Bo Bowman of Angel Flights. Back to you.
Oh, that's right. We're back here. We've been talking about Angel Flights. We've been talking about the Greenwood office right here at the airport right out here in Greenwood. Totally amazing to me that this is the place they chose. But, hey, I think it's great that we have it here because we have truly an angel here who definitely believes in the program, and that's Bo Bowman. Now, Bo, one of the things that somebody just actually called in and asked was, how about safety issues? You know, you're getting in one of those small planes, and sometimes people are a little hesitant just because it is a small plane.
That is true, and that's understandable. I want to point out that safety is the number one priority when it comes to planning an Angel flight. Just as we pilots always do when we're taking our families or anyone else for on a trip or for a ride, we evaluate the weather, we evaluate our airplane. You don't make a flight if there's any potential problems. If the weather's not good enough, even though it's an important Angel flight, we will cancel. So we won't take any chances at all. And I would like to point out that in 26 years of operation, our Angel Flight organization out of Georgia has never had an incident of any kind. And
okay, let's knock
that's
on
very
wood.
Important.
Let's
yeah,
knock
we're
on
knocking
here.
On wood. She's hitting my head right now.
But anyways, yes, that's you don't really have to worry about that. In fact, one of the qualifications for a pilot is they must be not just a pilot, they have to be instrument.
Yeah, they have to be instrument rated, which means that they've gone through all the instruction and testing necessary to fly by reference to their instruments only in weather, like in clouds. When you can't see the ground, you can't see a horizon, you use your instruments to fly the airplane, and you have to be rated to fly that way. And that, even if it's a nice day, that adds an extra amount of training that a pilot has to have. So, and we also require a minimum of 250 hours flying in the air, as well as having their instrument rating. And I would say most of our pilots probably have 1,000 hours or more. So they're very experienced pilots, and being experienced pilots, they're not going to
take
any chances.
Right.
That's right. And Angel Flight will not leave people hanging somewhere. If they've been for treatment and the weather's very bad for the trip back, if the flight has to be canceled, they'll either, if it can be arranged the next day, they'll do that. But if they have to get back for some reason, we'll put them on a bus or whatever. We'll make sure those people get home.
Well, that's so it's really something you don't have to worry about. Now, what about when you get to your destination? How does that work? I mean, you fly them to the local airport, wherever you're going. How do they get from point A to, let's say, the hospital or treatment facility?
Well, you know, that varies. You'll find that your bigger treatment centers, like the Augusta Burn Center, they have a person that they employ, because they have so many flights and people coming in on Angel Flight. They have a person that they call with a van. It's sort of a taxi service, and they will be there at the airport to meet the patient and take them to a facility at the hospital where they actually can live. It's like a hotel.
Wow.
Where they live during the treatments, and then they'll do the same. They'll take them back to the airport when it's time for their flight to leave. Quite a few people that go into Atlanta's children will stay at the Ronald McDonald House, and Ronald McDonald House will provide transportation from the airports. I've been on flights where Angel Flight in Atlanta will arrange for a taxi at the time that the flight is due in. And this is where our Earth Angels come in also. But we will make sure that some arrangement is made to get that person to where they need to go. This on today's flight that went from here to Lynchburg and Lynchburg up to New York, the pilot of the plane on the Lynchburg to New York leg said he lives pretty near where person was going for treatment. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'll take you all the way there. So there he's going to take them and then put them in his car and take them to the clinic where he's
wow.
going to be treated. So
that's terrific.
So it's a variety of ways, but we make sure it's taken care of.
So wasn't there a song called Earth Angel, Earth Angel?
Yeah, I remember. I'm not going to sing it, but I remember that.
Earth Angels, yeah, okay.
You can sing it.
Well, anyways, Earth Angels, I love that name. And boy, I tell you what, it takes a real coordinated effort to make this all come together.
Yes, it does. It really does. And that's the key, and I'm glad that you point that out.
Right. So it's not, the pilots, the people on the ground, all the coordination that goes in getting people situated. Now, typically, though, Bo, how long does it take from the time that somebody contacts either you or the office in Atlanta to get this set up?
Well, I'm sure it's been done on a same-day basis, but mm-hmm. Usually people know well ahead of time, a week or whatever. They'll know ahead of time when they need to go for treatment, and they have to get a form certified by their doctor, and that takes some time for them to have their doctor do that. So it's usually days, if not a week or two, but usually there that much time is available. But we have flown missions. I got a call the other day that somebody was stranded. I don't know what the situation was even, but they needed somebody right away to fly somebody from the burn center to Greenville. And I said I would do it, but the weather looks pretty bad right now, but I think around 3 or 4 o'clock I can do it. So I immediately volunteered to do that, and that would have been a very short notice. However, not due to weather, but due to some other reason at the burn center, whether they decided to keep the patient for another day or something, they canceled the mission, so I did not go. But those sort of things can happen also.
Wow. Okay. So this is a very, you know, one of the other things then we need to point is pretty flexible. They're very flexible.
They're very flexible at working with it. There's always some last-minute changes. Not always, but if there are some last-minute changes, we can accommodate those. And then we have to make adjustments down the line. If there's a linking pilot and the plane is going to be an hour late or something, then we got to tell the other pilot about it. We try to be as flexible and helpful as we can and make it as easy on these people as we can.
Now, how many Angel flight pilots are there here in Greenwood?
In Greenwood, I know of 4 right now, and I've recruited all 3 of them.
And, okay.
There is a fellow down in, I believe it's Brady, that I noticed he's on the South Carolina rolls, and I tried to get him, and I've been unable to talk to him so far. I don't know whether he continues to fly or not, but there's 4 people here. Mo Scott, who used to be the plant manager out.
Mo Scott. I didn't know
well,
he did that.
Well, Mo Scott, he lives down the street from me.
Yep.
I signed him up. He's got his instrument rating
Nancy.
And a nice Bonanza. Yep, Nancy, they're good friends of ours. And Tom Corrado, the fellow that I got into flying up in Pennsylvania years ago and who now is who got me in, actually, because he started before I did flying Angel Flights. And Bob Butler, the
pilot
man that's flying today.
Right.
Bob Butler used to own a business here in town, got a very nice airplane, a Bonanza, and he loves it just as much as I do, I believe, and he's out there flying today, and myself. So we're the 4 Greenwood pilots, and you'll find little bunches of pilots down at Hilton Head. There's 4 or 5. There's 3 or 4 up in Greenville. They tend to be centered around population centers. There's a couple in Anderson. But that's going to be one of my challenges, to get out there somehow and recruit more pilots across the state. We have a total of about 30 pilots in South Carolina, and that's not many considering there's 800 in the 6 states. But
you definitely have your work cut out for you.
I sure do.
That's right. So if somebody's listening here today and would like to be an Angel Flight pilot, they could just contact you.
Absolutely.
554-3198. Call Bo and tell him you're interested. Find out more about the program. You can go to their website, angelflightsoars.org. And, of course, they have their toll-free number down there, 877-426-2643. So what's going to be the biggest challenge, raising money?
I think because we need the money to support the program. So that's probably the most important challenge is to approach the foundations and get funding for these flights. The average cost per flight last year was $500 for all the coordination and work that needs to be done.
And that's not for the pilot, and that's not for the
fuel. Right, the pilot donates the fuel. And so we need the funding to keep supporting these flights. Also, it's important, though, to get word out to use Angel Flight, especially here in South Carolina. I think Georgia, pretty much the whole state, knows about Angel Flight, or a lot of people do, but we got to spread the word. And also to get the pilots, because if we get the flights and we get the money, then we need the pilots. So, you know, just one falls after the other. It's hard to pick, you know, which is the chicken and which is the egg here, but I think getting the funding is probably the chicken and the rest of the eggs.
If you have the money, things will fall into place. I think
right.
That's the way it always seems to go. But anyways, you know, it's been so good to have you here, and I know you're excited about your new position with Angel Flights, and I think that this is a good opportunity for Greenwood also to be even more on the map.
Yes, it is. I really wanted to get this in Greenwood, and you're right. We're not in the center part of the state. You could think it might be in Columbia or Florence or some of the, or Charleston or some of the bigger cities, but I really thought there were some good reasons to have this here in Greenwood, and I think it was my passion for the program and everything that kind of got it here. So now I got to produce.
Now that you've got it, you got to do something with it, Bo. And I tell you what, with your background and what you've done out there, I mean, from rockets flying around the moon to working with Westinghouse and all the businesses you've worked with, I think you're definitely in the right position.
Well, I think this is the best job I've ever had.
Well, you know, I think that's great. So anyways, if you'd like more information about this, please call Bo. He wants your calls, 554-3198. And of course, you, like I said, go to his website, not his website, but the Angel Flight website, which is angelflightsoars.org. And call them toll-free. If you've got questions or you want to sign up and see about a flight, call them toll-free, 877-426-2643. This is a nonprofit organization that really knows how to do it right. They've been around for 26 years. This isn't something new. It's not
right.
Fly-by-night. It's a truly professional organization
right.
that wants to help people. So, Bo, anything else you'd like to add here at the end?
I believe we covered it, and I want to thank you very much for this opportunity to get some publicity, some positive words in there about Angel Flight. And I've been sitting here thinking that I'm going to make you an honorary Earth Angel, and when I'm done here, I'm going to go out to my car and bring you one of our Angel Flight bears.
Well, thank you so much, Bo Bowman. Thank you so much. Give him a call, 554-3198. That's the local office here now. I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Bo Bowman, and this is WLMA 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio. Bye-bye.